my focus became, how can I do two things? Most importantly, how can I get as many of my kids out of here with all their limbs and their lives? And the second thing was, how can I do that while also respecting the local people whose country this is and treating them with as much dignity and as little harm as possible? So, you know, it became a mission of mine. And it often involved blatant lies and also, you know, equivocation with my bosses. I mean, I would avoid certain missions. I would argue against others. I would phone in certain patrols and only do the bare minimum if I knew that it was futile and that it was going to get somebody killed. You know, it didn't always work. I mean, eight soldiers died under my command, some by suicide. But, you know, I did lose a lot of soldiers directly under my command in combat, plus, you know, dozens wounded. So obviously I wasn't perfect at it, but I like to think, and I think what I thought at the time was, it's better that they have me as the commander because I'll lie a little and I'll put my career on the line and I'll do everything possible to keep them alive, because I know, unlike their other commanders, most of whom are true believers or just, you know, sociopaths who want to get promoted, you know, unlike them, I felt, well, I know the war is wrong and I'll try to keep them alive. So that's what I told myself, but here's what would happen. Then I'd get back from the war and I have all this free time, and that's when the frustration would come in, right? And the guilt about what I had done and what I didn't do. And